The Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, made a courtesy call to President-elect Donald Trump yesterday. Pretty standard stuff, and usually we'd never know exactly what Sharif and Trump said to each other. But the Pakistani government promptly made an account of the conversation public, including some very effusive language from Trump. He reportedly told Mr. Sharif, "You have a very good reputation. You are a terrific guy." The president-elect also called Pakistan a fantastic country, fantastic place. And Trump's gushing final line, "Please convey to the Pakistani people that they are amazing and all Pakistanis I've known are exceptional people." Beena Shah is a writer and columnist based in Karachi. She was surprised by Trump's praise of Pakistan and its people, but thinks there's a shrewd reason behind it.
When I look at the word-for-word transcript, what I see is actually Mr. Trump going into businessman mode. I think Donald Trump is most comfortable dealing with people as a business tycoon. And he's probably been told, or he's probably aware, that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is a prime minister, yes, but he's also an extremely successful businessman. And Mr. Sharif has been responsible in large part for overseeing a positive upturn in Pakistan's economy. I think Mr. Trump probably relates to Mr. Sharif, businessman to businessman, and is probably thinking about the tremendous business opportunities that there could be potentially between our two countries. And if he did that, he would actually be very shrewd, because business is Mr. Sharif's strength as well. It's fascinating to think about.
I mean, those are kind of hopeful comments. On the other hand, there are some intelligence officials, current and retired, who believe that Pakistan kind of represents some of the most worrying geopolitical scenarios on Earth. So a lot of issues between the U.S. and Pakistan.
Indeed. I mean, India and Pakistan are at a low point in our relationship with each other. There have been cross-border skirmishes. There have been some aggressions. And I think Mr. Trump has expressed an interest in actually stepping in and possibly negotiating between our two countries, negotiating some kind of peace, negotiating some kind of détente. I think he's going to brush aside what he's been told about the foreign policy highs and lows, if you will, between Pakistan and America. I think he's pretty determined that he's going to make a success of it, whether anyone likes it or not.
Yeah, and we can't forget either that Osama bin Laden was hiding out not too far from the capital, Islamabad.
Absolutely. And Donald Trump did tweet about the fact that Osama bin Laden was found in Pakistan. So it's not like he's unaware of all these issues, but I think he really wants to focus elsewhere. He wants to focus on economics rather than international relations as such.
I'm just curious, Beena, what would you and many other Pakistanis have expected Trump to say to Pakistan's prime minister?
A less than warm tone. I was expecting a degree of coolness, perhaps, or a degree of formality. But Mr. Trump surprises and exceeds all expectations. Looks like he's going for a very warm, personable relationship with other world leaders. Perhaps he feels a bit of insecurity or tension and wants to alleviate that.
So based on what we know of this conversation, do you think Donald Trump looks a little better in the eyes of Pakistanis today?
I think he looks like he's more willing to come to the table with a more open mind than he had displayed perhaps during the presidential campaign, which can only be good for us. And, you know, I know there will be people in Pakistan who will make much of this, especially in light of the idea that was being pushed by certain quarters that Pakistan faces increasing international isolation. So I think that he's basically given us a bit of a present. Yes, and I think we'll definitely be using that to our advantage wherever we can.
And what was kind of the verdict in mainstream media in Pakistan, that Donald Trump is trying to make a deal with the prime minister, or he's just presenting a nice face? He's just being a nice guy.
No, I think that what the mainstream media is pointing to is that this actually points to the strength of Nawaz Sharif as a leader. So this will be taken by his camp as proof that, no, he's actually in quite a strong position and there's really nothing to worry about. It's business as usual.
Writer and columnist Beena Shah, based in Karachi. Thank you very much, Beena, as always.
Okay, Marco. Have a good day. Bye-bye.